Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Al Smith. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second, the third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third, the shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting seventh, the catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Art Dittmar. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Art Dittmar. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Landis moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Smith reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Carrion goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Sievers reaches third base with a triple. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Pignatano reaches second base with a double. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pignatano moves to third. One out. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Pizarro moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Pizarro moves to third. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Pizarro covering, for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Severs is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pignatano fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. Pizarro moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco is called out on strikes. One out. Gordon McKenzie pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Gordon McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gordon McKenzie now catching. Lou Krause now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Andy Carey now playing third base. Al Smith now playing left field. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing shortstop. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-3 in the game. Pizarro hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Posada takes first base on ball 4. Haywood Sullivan pinch hits for Lou Kraus. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Del Greco reaches second base with a double. Posada moves to third. Gordon McKenzie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKenzie is 0-for-1 in the game. McKenzie strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-3 in the game. Virgil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Carey reaches second base with a double. Johnson throws the ball into Virgil, who tags Carey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Smith strikes out. McKenzie drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Smith out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.